Yeah, hello. We're looking for Master Arch.
This is he.
Yeah. All right.
All right.
Welcome to Ham Radio.
Do I call you Master? Do I call you Arch? What do I call you?
Either one is fine. If you're calling me Master, the call might cost a little bit more per minute.
All right, so I'm just going to call you Steve. Now,
that's all the budget allows for, is Steve.
Now you owe us money. That's how this works.
Cool.
All right,
cool.
Go ahead. Master Arch, by the way, is a... today, remember, the word of the week, which we were trying to figure out, he is a Finn Dom, which... I'm going to give him the floor right now to explain to us and explain to everyone at home who's playing this game called the Ham Radio Show exactly what the fuck a Finn Dom is. I know it stands for Financial Dominatrix, but what does that actually mean?
So a Finn Dom can be as easily as putting someone on a budget, forcing their finances into certain places so you can take cuts where needed, as needed. Or it could be somebody that really just loves giving their money as an act of submission to their dominant.
Well, that's nice.
Sounds like my ex-girlfriend.
Yeah.
That's pretty much the answer I get from 90% of the men that I talk to, is that this is very much put into practice through marriage. So
wait, exactly. So
but I've never been married myself, so
all right,
I wouldn't know.
Let me wrap my brain around it. So what you're saying is a Finn Dom... I would be in a... Now, you're heterosexual, am I correct?
Correct.
All right, so you would do... Now, would a homosexual man do this, or do females do this? Who...
Anybody who it strikes a chord with can come to me.
So anybody can
straight
play...
Straight men, gay men, women, transgender, whoever.
Whoever.
Money is money.
Money is money. Money has no sexuality. I understand that. So you're
money
saying
is power.
Money is power. I totally agree with that as well. So what you're saying is they just give up their money to you?
It's their act of submission. They can't give me their body. They can't give me their service of cleaning my house. They can't give me the licking of my feet in person. So the money is the submission. That's what makes it feel real between us online, because a lot of my work is done online.
So it's like having a prostitute that I don't get to fuck, but I still have to pay.
That's your wife.
Well, we ignore you. I mean, it's not like you're not completely not getting something out of it. You get ignored, you get ridiculed, you get, you know, there's options.
So it is marriage.
Yeah, that's a wife.
Yeah, 100.
Yeah, you're 100. Totally describing, so instead of Findom, so in other words, Findom is another word for wife. This is what I'm learning.
Yeah, but no alimony. That's
well,
great.
I'm not anybody's wife. I'm a stud. So I'm an anomaly to this. So.
Well, wait. I have to talk about you being a stud because there's one thing I do have to fucking say. I accredit you for. I want to applaud you. You're doing God's work, and let me tell you what it is. You're also known, and I didn't bring it up. Like, I didn't tell you guys. Like I said, Finn Dom. I did all that, but I didn't explain another thing that he offers. Because he has a lot of services that he offers. One is, which it's called, he's a death escort. Now, a death escort means that somebody comes to him that's going to pass on.
Okay.
All right, they have cancer, they have whatever the fuck it is. They went to jail like John, whatever it is, and they're going to pass on. And, I mean, I'm sure that Master Arch is not going to fuck John, but let's just say it's a female. And they come to him and go, I got cancer, I'm going to die, I want one last hurrah before I fucking kick the bucket. This guy, now you fucked them, right? This is not them, you just getting money thrown after. You fucked them, right?
No, this is more, again, erotic exchange and power exchange, whatever it is that they need to feel something before they can't feel anymore.
But that's what I'm saying. So, but you're a good-looking dude, probably with a big old cock. You're muscular. You're old as the... You don't step in and lay the pipe? Ever?
I get more fun sometimes denying people my dick than actually giving it to them.
Oh, tell me about it. Me too.
Because the desperation piece is really, like, I identify also as an emotional sadist, so the desperation that they show is kind of something that turns me on a little bit. And making them earn it, making them work for it, those are all fun things too. But it just, if somebody comes to me with last rites of needing erotic exchange or power exchange, then I'm game. Because, again, escorting is not prostitution.
No.
You're talking about, I'm not a prostitute.
No, it's
like,
a
I fuck for fun.
Yeah.
I fuck for fun. But fucking emotionally, having an emotional connection with someone and being able to do erotic things with them before it all goes downhill is pretty much what the death escort hat that I wear is.
So you give them the whole, excuse the lack of a better term, the whole package before they pass on. You give them a mind fuck as well as possibly, if you went on a date with them and you wanted to, an actual fuck.
I mean, it's whatever it calls for. I mean, again, some of the women are looking for a little bit of, like, you know, like somebody to take them out and have a nice guy take them out and just treat them nicely and objectify them a little bit. And, you know, I'm always down for being arm candy. Like, that's always a good place for me. So,
But that's why I think I'm shouting kudos to you on this one.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, I definitely.
Please, on that note, please tell your grandma to stop calling.
Hey, first off, if my grandma is calling you, she's dead. That's
calling
fucking,
you too.
Yeah,
huh?
That's fucking weird. That's probably my mother calling you, pretending to be her mother, and that's even weirder.
I mean, I'm open to role play scenarios, so hey. And open to identities. Yeah, it may be your mom
Whatever you're into, buddy. Yeah, right? I'm not gonna say you're not.
Thank you for not king shaming.
No, I would. First off and foremost, what other people do, with the exception here's my list. With the exception of bestiality and pedophilia, because I really don't think that that's good on anybody's radar, I don't give a fuck what y'all do. I don't give a shit. That's why I don't give a shit if someone's gay, if someone's straight, if someone's bisexual. I don't give a fuck who you're fucking and how you're fucking them. You ain't fucking me, so I don't really give a shit. Yeah. That's my personal belief. And if I'm drawn into that world in some way, shape, or form, then it's different. You know what I mean? Like, it's different. Then I can maybe even make an objection or say, yeah, I'm pro that or whatever. But it doesn't matter to me. So I would never kink shame, because I don't think... I've done stuff with chicks where if somebody went, oh, that's... Ugh, and you're like, yeah, this is what she wanted. I'm okay with it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, stuff
you're
happens.
You're a giver. Why
I'm
not?
A giver. Yeah, I fucking do, yeah. I'm exactly like you in the point of... I give my money, but I actually have sex with them. Guaranteed.
Well,
that's just my thing. I gotta bust a nut. I can't, master, I can't not do that. I'm sorry.
I agree. You don't pay not to get fucked.
Yeah, I mean, if we're going out to dinner, I'll do all that stuff. I'll take them out to dinner, I'll objectify them, I'll do it all, but we're going to have sex.
Mm-hmm.
Some way, or form. Somebody's getting off, one way or another.
I understand that concept wholeheartedly. Again, escorting is not prostitution.
No, absolutely.
So, what happens between closed doors and consensual adults, we'll just let that happen.
Well, yeah, you know? and
it doesn't supersede with the findom. Like, this is just, again, this is something that I do a lot of different avenues of sex work proudly.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just one thing that I do. And findom is just one thing that I do. I mean, there's a lot of different hats that I put on in this sex work arena.
Take me through some of your hats. We know findom. We know death escort.
Okay.
What else do you do? Like, what's your give me your top five things that you do.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Emotional sadists, like I said, people that identify as emotional masochists, that they resound more with being hurt of their feelings than their physical body. Whereas, like, a physical masochist would be like, whip me, beat me. An emotional masochist is more like, tear me down, reduce my ego to nothing, and just build me back up from that.
Mm-hmm.
Death escort. Also, just general instigator. Like, I like talking to people and striking something in them that opens something up inside them that they don't tell their partners, that they don't tell their deepest, darkest people, that they can't tell these things to, and just providing a space for those things that slide under the radar in conventional BDSM, so to speak. Okay. You know, I mean, there's so many different dialects of BDSM and different categories of BDSM. For me, it's just like, that's a dialect of the language of sex, so I speak that dialect. So power exchange, fetishes, kinks, whatever falls in that realm that isn't emotional or findom, I am 100% down to teach somebody or exchange with somebody if they have a need for that and can afford that.
And
for
you,
sure.
And you make a total living off of, like, this is, you don't have any, you're not like a fry cook at McDonald's and you do this, right? You have, this is your sole.
No, I mean, I supplement here and there where I need to with things as I need to, but it just, this is, I do this because I love this. Like, financial domination is profitable, but I do fetish and kink and this type of sex work because I love exploring people and finding out what makes people tick and getting people off and getting off with people. In my private sex, I am a shameless slut. I am a swinger. I am a, you know, just any name you want to give it. Just, I love that energy. I've been to hedonism like 9 times. Like, it just, that's where I'm at. Like, I love being slutty. I love anonymous, random, one-off encounters where it's just we fuck, we play, we go our ways, and we never talk to each other again. Hit it and quit it.
Well, so, I mean, it does sound like a great job that you do that. It sounds like you're having, because you sound like two things. One, that you're fulfilled with all this, because this is fulfilling you, because it helps out you as well. And then when you have the other side of the coin, you're actually bringing some of that shit towards the other people. So they're getting fulfilled
100%,
as well.
Yeah, swingers do not know what to think when I start talking about this stuff. It's weird because swingers won't do BDSM because they consider it wife beating, and BDSM people don't like swingers because they don't like anonymous sex and the risk profile is too high. So to be a liaison between those two communities and kind of like be like, hey, this is what goes on over here. Hey, this is what goes on over here is also something I really like to do.
Well, that's,
so,
we were just
education.
We had a friend that just went to a party where, what would you call that thing that he went to? Like
it's
fucking
a taboo,
orgy?
It's a taboo, yeah, orgy kind of.
Yeah, it was
of
like an orgy. And like, that's what I'm saying. We don't judge at all. We don't give a shit.
Yeah, they have masochism. Mm-hmm. They have domination.
I thrive in environments like that.
So you should go to one of these parties and you probably pick up more clients.
I go to Hedonism. Which is
in
the
Jamaica.
Largest swinger nudist. Yeah, it's a swinger nudist resort in Jamaica that, I mean, it just, if you don't know, you don't know. But, like, man, some of the, like, there could be 1,200 people at that resort, you know? And it just, 1 year I went, the Germans were telling me, they're like, you were like a hummingbird. Your penis was in everything. Because it just, it was. It just, you know, like, I'm just slutty. I'm just, I like experiencing people on that realm and just kind of coming into their life for a minute and then onto the next flower, onto the next, you know, whatever. It just.
So Master Arch, by the way, who we're talking to,
get that right.
Sorry, I'm not one of your submissives. I screw up from time to time. The question I have to ask the Master is how many vaginas or buttholes or whatever the case may be, how many times do you think that you've had sex? Because you've gone to flower, like you were saying, I have to imagine that you were in at least the high thousands.
I mean, probably. I mean, I play safe. I'm careful with what I do.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, full-on penetration, like, sex can be something that may, you know, like, sex is different for everybody. I mean, you just got to negotiate what you're doing and what feels good, you know. But, yeah, those numbers are probably about right. I mean,
all right, so I mean that's good. I'm just double checking because you seem to be living you're living
dream.
Your greatest life. Yeah, that's the thing. You're living your greatest. I don't know if I could do what you do. First off, I'm not built like you. You're in shape and probably have a giant penis, like I said before. I don't know if I could do what you do. However, I wouldn't mind having, you know, the chance of having multiple sexual partners or doing crazy stuff like that, because I'm a little whore myself. I don't have a problem saying that.
Well,
either.
And that's the thing, Eddie. I mean, it's just like guys like you and guys like me. Like, it just, I would love to hang out with you and just be a wingman. Like, let's go somewhere and fucking pick up together and just fucking, you know, like,
well, perfect.
This is how it's done. And,
Could you?
Yeah.
Where are you at, Master? Where do you? I sound like I'm fucking Genie in the lamp. Where are you, Master?
In your dream.
I know.
Close your eyes.
Stop
I'm
it.
Right there.
Oh my God, he's
feel
so
me?
Big.
Feel me. What am I doing to you right now? What am I doing to you right now?
Your finger in my butthole. Sorry. Is this right. on? Sorry.
Exactly.
I know. Where do you dwell, oh Master? Where do you dwell?
West Coast. By Seattle.
All right. So, because we have a guy, a bisexual gentleman, that's on the program.
Marcus,
who mm-hmm. goes to these type of parties. You would be the mm-hmm. ultimate wingman. Are you ever going to be on the East Coast?
Talk to my publicist, and with the right amount of money, anything's possible.
All right, we'll see what we can do. We'll have, because that would be a great idea, John. We have him, we have Master Arch. Be the wingman.
Arch. Dude, really? Like, the pronunciation needs to change, or I will charge you to listen and learn.
There you go.
Sorry, excuse me.
Master Arch.
Sorry, Master Golden Arch.
There you go.
There
good
you go.
Boy.
Very good. He's like
one
a friend.
Served.
He's going to give me the Big Mac. Ooh.
He will be perfect for Marcus and
the
for
special
Nick.
Sauce.
Yeah, oh, that's another thing. Master Arch, do you ever go to Canada?
Yeah, absolutely.
Columbia
is very close to me.
All
right. So. Yes.
Billy, how far is British Columbia from Toronto?
Just got to go clear across the country.
All right, so it's a long walk.
That's
we'll see what we can do. Because we have a couple.
Okay.
It would be great if Master Arch could fucking be like the wingman to all our troubled souls who aren't getting pussy.
There you go.
Like,
and that's the thing. I love being people's little spirit guide to these communities to kind of show them what it could be for them. So, yeah, that's another service I provide.
Look, he's going to be like Jiminy Cricket for your cock, guys. That's what he's going to do. You go help him out, and he just whispers in your ear, and he tells you how he can help you.
There you go.
Yep.
Yes,
yep.
You could be
searching
a real boy.
Searching for my Tinkerbell.
When you wish upon
searching
a
for
star.
My Tinkerbell.
When you wish upon a star, you'll wake up in a titty bar.
Ooh.
There you go.
All right, so this is...
Don't
need
your day job, bro.
Yeah, I know. Excuse me, Master Golden Arches. Listen, don't mock my fucking music.
$1 million served.
Yes, okay, he has a sign above his ass that says $10 billion served. Yeah. All right, the fact of the matter is, though, we do have... That's the business you need to have. You need to have some form of a fucking, like, either... dating service or fucking some form of a school that you can send these
when
guys
when the money
to.
Is in front of me when the money is in front of me I'll take it seriously. There are so many that's why I'm doing this media tour, to just talk to people and be like, what's your idea like.
Absolutely.
I'm open as long as there's money there and I can see the money and feel the money, then I'm open to discussing what's possible.
Right,
well, I enjoy long walks to the bank.
Look, we can always make shit happen. That's not a problem. We'll meet you under a bridge with a fucking suitcase, and we'll make things happen.
Show me.
Right?
Show me the money.
He's got an excellent point there. There are a lot of people who want to get into that sort of life but don't know how.
Yes, and you could be their tour guide.
Exactly. They want to get into either swinging or S&M or whatever they want to get into, and they just don't know how.
All right, Sarah the Sort of Lesbian in the Facebook Live suite is bringing up, we got to get Lawrence Ross laid, too. Blind
Absolutely.
Lawrence.
Absolutely, Blind Lawrence, sure.
Yes, think about it. You can actually, because Lawrence is blind, Master Arch, you can actually put that down as helping the disabled. Like a charity thing.
And I'm probably good at hypnosis, too, so I could probably hook him up with a girl that I could make him think he's fucking the most beautiful girl in the world.
Yeah.
Nice.
Absolutely.
Hey, that's a tax write-off, man.
Yeah. All right, so now where can they meet up with you, Master Arch? Where can we send people over to you to start this business opportunity to happen?
Wishtender.com/MasterArch or AllForArch on Twitter.
All right, so there you go. You can have a way now to have a guy who is your Jiminy Cricket for your cock.
Yoda.
Who can help. Who
your cunt. Come on, don't be sending all the dudes to me. Come on. Give me some
Look, first off, you yelled at me. Now you're going to have a sausage party.
That's right.
You think you have power. I got some fucking power. I was my local paper, all right? God damn it. I'll show you who's boss, master. I'll tell you what. Anyway.
How about I be Master Golden Arches and you can always be the Burger King?
There you go. The Burger King.
Hey,
I'll show you
my Whopper. Hi-oh. All right. How many onion rings you get on the thing?
Don't let me Dairy Queen. Don't let me take that title away and put you a Dairy Queen. Hold on.
John, I was going to say something about Taco Bell, but I thought you'd get offended.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Anywho, listen up. Thank you for being on the show. You have given us stuff to think about.
Yes.
Because now we have three troubled souls who we need to have Master Arch help. Three troubled souls.
I gave you my wish tender. Put the money in the wish tender. There's plenty of buttons to click.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. We'll make it happen. We have a Canadian, a bisexual from Jersey, and we have a blind guy from now the sticks. Because now isn't he in like Kentucky or whatever?
Texas or something.
Oh, he's going to be perfect. It's going to be like the Wizard of Oz. I can already see.
Where off the fuck the wizard? The wonderful Wizard of Oz.
We have gun, will travel.
Of Arch. The wonderful Wizard of Arch.
The wonderful Wizard of Arch.
One needs sight, one needs courage, and the other one needs pussy.
There you go. Yeah.
If I only had a cock.
Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun.
All right. On that note, yet again, plug it one more time for me, Master Arch. Plug it away.
Okay. Wishtender.com/Master Arch, all one word, and all FOR4 Arch on Twitter.
There you go. All for
and
Arch.
Elemental Kink and Elemental Kink on Instagram.
And at goldenarches.org. There you go.
Oh, and all things arch, patreon.com/allthingsarch as well. So
and,
there you go. Everything's blood.
And 911, he's in my backyard.
No.
No, that's all right.
In which backyard?
Hey, which backyard? Hi-oh! Yeah. Stop it! That's right. My butthole!
Right.
All right, on that
all
note...
All I see that is an invitation to wear a cop uniform and do something from behind.
Hey,
so.
if you're fucking me from behind, you sure as shit ain't gonna get some money to stop.
I'll tell you that right now.
There's your Finn Dom right there. On that note, thank you, Master, for being on the show. You've been very nice. We've learned a lot. Thank you. Round of applause for Master Arch.
Yes.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks for having me, you guys.
All right, bye-bye.
Okay,
Master Arch, ladies and gentlemen, all for Arch on Twitter. All for Arch on Twitter. If you need to get a hold of anything, you do that.